football game.
Okay, I want to do with you today. I want to do with you today. Kina Chaf Beis. Okay, we're going to Kina Chaf Beis. Kina Chaf Beis is a kina that discusses the first crusade. Now let me review. Let's go do some background. First of all, you should be aware that there are four kinos in the set of kinos that discuss the crusades. Four kinos: Kina Chaf Beis, Kina Chaf Hei, Kina Chaf Tes, Kina Lamed Gimel. Kina Chaf Hei, the second, third, and fourth, are more detailed. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Kina Chaf Beis is a more general kina describing the general churban that happened to the people living in Western Germany along the Rhineland, or for that matter, really all of the communities that were affected by the First Crusade. Now let's go over some background. The First Crusade occurred in the year 1096. That's when they began to march. It's not known exactly how many people marched from Europe to Yerushalayim. There are different estimates. Some estimate that there were about 60,000 people, including knights, peasants, and noblemen, families, and all infantry, a whole collection of people. 60,000 people. Others put this much higher, put this even 100,000 people. Whatever the case was, the reason why they were going to Yerushalayim was at the calling of the Pope Urban II. He rallied his people to take back Yerushalayim from the Muslims. This began a series of wars which lasted for hundreds of years between the Christians and the Muslims. The collision between two different religions, two cultures, many wars, and unfortunately, Klal Yisrael got caught in the crossfire. That is the Churban. That is the Churban of history. Klal Yisrael, between these two cultures, we were caught in the crossfire. Now, why did they? What was their real intent of the Christians going to Yerushalayim? So it's interesting. It's alluded to here in the Kina. The Kina here says, we'll get to a little bit later on, it was to free to take back the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. This was a church in Yerushalayim where the Christians believe Yashka was buried. And that's the only thing that the Kina tells us about the cause, the background to this 3,000-mile march they made from Rome to Yerushalayim. It's mentioned, this kina, we'll come to it in a moment, when we come to that line in the kina, I'll show you the very interesting thing, which was not really known what it meant until recently people figured out what it meant. And it's also mentioned in the later kina where it says something similar, something that we'll get that a little bit later on. But, okay, so let's go to the kina, we'll get more of a taste of what happened as the battery is dying on this thing. That's why it's making this funny sound. I'll turn it off because the battery is dying. Okay, so let's run to the kina and get more of an idea of what happened. Now, also give you a little more background. There were approximately 20,000 to 30,000 Jews living in Western Europe at the time of the First Crusade. How many people were killed? It's not clear. There are different estimates. Either somewhere between 5,000, some are of the opinion even up to 10,000. But simply, I think most historians agree that approximately in total there were about 5,000 Jews murdered at the hand of these vicious mobs. So let's begin. Hacharishu mimeni, the Python says, be silent. The first part of the kina, we're going to go through very quickly. I want to really get to the middle section where we get more of an idea of what happened. Hacharishu mimenu v'ada v'adaberu. Be silent. Don't attempt to comfort me. Let me speak. V'yavro laimo. And let it pass upon me whatever will happen. And this is a very interesting idea that according to some of the Farshim, this means that if a person complains too much, it's a sin. You're not allowed to complain more than a certain amount. If you complain too much, you will violate halachos, and there is punishment. The one that's writing this kinnis, I don't care. The pain is so great, I'm willing to go past the limit of what I'm allowed to do in my pain, in my tzar. Chomas ezak v'shod, I will cry out over the violence and pillage, l'chot yushech and shmai mitu Hashem that is in heaven, hetzikasli ruchi v'lo yuchal edoyma, my neshama presses me, I'm not able to be quiet. No, we have to remember what happened is that as even though they're in a tent, they were going to Yerushalayim. On the way to Yerushalayim, they passed through Jewish communities, and they decided they might as well start with the infidels, the Jewish people themselves. So it was, and they did this because they wanted their money, they wanted just a hatred for Klal Yisrael. Here the Python says, I will cry out like a woman in labor. I will make a eulogy for and cry out with the loud sounds. The words of my war will be poured out like the sea. I will lament, eulogize for my assembly, Asher Nitna Lashama, that has been destroyed. Orid Besichi Vehima, this is the refrain of the kina. I will lament as I speak, Vehima, and I will moan. Vekol Nihi Arima, I will raise my voice in cry. What am I going to cry about? Eich Shavas Masos Virava Simcha, all joy has come to an end. Koponim Parur, all faces have been darkened in Tsar, Vecholosh Karcha. And all heads are bald. People pulled out their head. They made themselves bald in anguish. Chazokin gedua, beards have been pulled out. V'cholev anocha, and every heart is in anguish. Now here comes one of the only records of why these Christians traveled all the way to Yerushalayim. Me'oz, from when? Nis'oirer goy az doirei shucha. Now this is very interesting. First of all, they're called the Goyas. The Christians, these Romans, were an arrogant, wicked nation. Their riches knew no limit. And they're described as there are different types of nations. There are nations and there are other nations. This was a Goyas. They were Doiresh Shucha. Shucha means a pit. Simply it means they wanted to cut us off and kill us and throw us into the grave. In fact, other girsos change this to doiresh, to koiresh shucha, not to seek. Since shucha is a pit, a grave, they tried to put the Jewish people into their graves. It was changed to koiresh, someone who digs a grave. However, it's been discovered recently, this is a very interesting topic, that shucha is a derogatory term that refers to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. There's a church, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, in the Christian quarter, there's a church, it's called the Holy Sepulchre. It's one of the holiest places that for the Christians. It is the place where they believe Yashka was buried, the Avodah Zarah. For 400 years, originally this was built and controlled by the Christians. But in the 8th century, it was conquered by the Muslims. And now they went back. That was the calling cry of the Pope. You should go back to Jerusalem and take back the Church of the Holy Sepulchre from the Muslims. And here the Python refers to their purpose of going on this crusade with these words. Doiresh, they went to seek out the shucha, the pit. The pit is a derogatory term for the Holy Sepulchre. Sila birai, and in the process of going there, they trampled my mighty ones, referring to Talmud, referring to all of the Kedoshim of this period. Hoyge oiz miv techa. Those that study, hoyge means to think, those that study the mighty Torah, the Torah which is a stronghold for the Jewish people. Bisilosai b'chorai nosach b'nesicha. Nosach b'nesicha means they destroyed. My young men, my young women, they destroyed Brosh Kol Chutzos, Nivlos, and Kesucha. They killed them, they killed them, they threw their bodies into the street. Olalai v'tapai, nech shavu ketzon tivcha. My children were like sheep. A lila al zos v'dimasi alecha. I cry upon this, and my tears are on my cheek. Hey asu elai dvuyei tzon nidocha, and they gathered to me all. I'm not exactly sure what this means. They gathered to me. Dvuyei means the suffering of the sheep which were lost. Laharbas abchi l'harim tzavacha, to increase crying and to raise up sounds. Hilul shemayim v'azaki adama. Okay, this is, and now he says that the heavens cried. Next paragraph, Er Elim Tzu Vitzaku. Here he's telling the Malachim. It's very rare you find in Chazal where Malachim cried. And here he is instructing the Malachim to cry. Vitzaku Mora, Tzufoy Tamur, you shall have a bitter eulogy. Hey Ogdu Bachavura, and get together. Kol Kacholot Tzura Kimavkira, cry like a woman that gives birth for the first time. The first child, the first time a woman gives birth, is more painful than subsequent births. The pain is great, like a firstborn. It's a very interesting thing, very interesting expression, kimav kira. There's another whole idea in what he means to say, but kimav kira, we'll leave that for now. Hisayinu al das pizura, mourn over an assembly of a shattered of sheep that are scattered. Alemo kinigzur gezer b'chor yafazam de'evra, upon them it was decreed a terrible, harsh, furious gezerah. Okay, now is the part that I really want to go into detail with you. Here is where we begin to describe in detail exactly what happened during the time of the First Crusade. There are three major things that happened. The Christians came to, as they were going to Yerushalayim, they stopped off by the Jewish communities along the Rhineland. We'll see in the later kinas, there were three main communities that were affected. The Kehilo Shum, there was a group, three communities, Shum means garlic. Three letters, Shin, Vav, Men. Shin stands for Shapira. Shapira in Hebrew is Shpire. The Vav stands for Varmiza. Varmiza in English, where we pronounce worms. And the Mem stands for Magensa, which is mines. Mines, or they call men different ways, mines. They pronounce in German, mines. So there's mines, Shpire, and worms. Shapira, Varmiza, Magensa. And those three goes through Rosh Tevel. So those three kilos together is Shum. They were called the Kehiloi Shum. As the Crusaders passed through the Rhineland, they stopped off and they said, we might as well kill the Jews. They're also infidels, also people who do not accept our God. What did they do? They offered the Jews a choice, either convert, and the way they would convert was to kiss the cross. Either you kiss the cross and convert, or we will kill you. It was unheard of for these people. These were the Baalei Tosfos. These were the communities where the Baalei Tosfos lived. It was unheard of for them to convert to Christianity, and they did three things. Number one, they decided they're going to refuse conversion and they will allow themselves to be killed. Others decided it was better than to allow themselves to be tortured and killed in the hands of the Crusaders. They would rather kill themselves, commit suicide. And then they were afraid what would be with their young children. The young children will be taken by the Crusaders and raised as Christians. This they could not allow to happen. So the parents murdered their own children. Three things happened. Some people, especially the children, were murdered. Others commit suicide. And a third group went out to fight and were killed, knowing that they would be killed by the Crusaders. This is the topic of much discussion. Al pi halacha, are you allowed to murder your children to prevent them from being taken and snatched as being raised as Christians? Are you allowed to murder, commit suicide? There's a concept called Kiddush Shem Shemayim. A person is allowed, a person to give his life in order not to worship the Zara. But does it go so far to commit suicide? Does it go so far to murder someone else? This is a topic of much discussion and different opinions. But one thing we know for sure, this did take place in these three communities of Mainz, Shapira, and Varmiza. It did take place, and it appears this was the accepted halacha for the time and for the people living there. And here we're going to describe in detail exactly how this played out. The first thing that happened over here was in Isfahan, the first thing was when they got word that the Crusaders were coming, and they were going to present them with an option of conversion or death, or be tortured to death. They all got together, v'nisva'adu, they got together, b'frishus u'v'tahara, in a state of purity. Lekadesh Shem HaGadol VeHanora, first and foremost, was their decision that they would be Mekadesh Shem Shman. They would not give in to the Crusaders. The Ishes Achiv Chizku BeEzra, each person was Mechazik his friend. This was a community. This was done as a community, as a group. The Makadeh Shem Shemaim as a group. Each man strengthened his friend, Lihidabek B'Yirvah Tohara, to cleave to Hashem in pure fear. B'li Kroya L'Avoy desire not to give in to the Crusaders, not to worship, not to kiss the cross, not to convert. V'loy Chosu Geber G'dir Al-Bonim Tzifiras Tzifara. Now, the first challenge I had, what would be with the children? The children were too young to realize what was going on. And if we, the adult, would certainly be killed, what would happen to our children? They would be taken by the Crusaders and raised as Christians. This cannot be. So they did not hold back. They did not show compassion. Aval Ozru on their children, which was their joy, their pride and joy, their crown. Aval Ozru Gavurvi, so they girded themselves with an extra degree of courage. Lahaloim Roish, to smash the heads of their children, Velikrot Shedra, and to sever their spines. They murder their children. And as they murder their children, they lemo dibru ba'mira, to them they said, Lo zochinu legadelchem l'toira. We did not merit to raise you for Torah, and therefore we have no choice but to offer you as a korban to Hashem. Nakrivchem ke'oila. And the Nizke, we will be reunited in Olam Haba and be nene from the Ziv Hashchina, the Art Sofim, La Tzadikim, La Salav of the Nizke, Imachem, La Oira, Hatzafuna, Me'ein Kol, Valuma, will merit to be together with you and enjoy the Or of Gan Eden, the Ziv Hashchina, the Or Hatzafon that Hashem put away before my Sibirish, at the time of my Sibirish. So here we have the first section of what happened at the time of the Crusades, where parents, realizing they were going to be killed, they're going to be Kadesh Shem Shem, they're going to give up their lives, they decided that their children have to be put to death. And they offered them as korbanos. Now came the adults. So the adults, there were different groups. It appears here that the Zikain and the elders, they went out to resist the Crusaders and would suffer the worst fate. The Crusaders would torture them, would kill them in the most gruesome fashion. All the scheme of Gedolim Katan, the adults and the children, the Kabbalah of the Din Shchein Shechem, the Din of Shemaim, was the Kainim, the Shainim, the Ranan, and the elders that were fresh. Heim Hayutchil Nidainim, they were the first ones that were judged, which were the first ones that gave themselves over. The Yatsu Likrasim Azifanim, they went to greet, they went to resist the Azefanim, the enemy, the Crusaders, v'nergu hamoinim, and multitudes of them were killed. V'nisarvu pedarimim har shedoinim, and their fats were mixed with their waste in the streets. They were murdered in the most brutal way, where their bodily fats mingled and mixed together. V'avos asher hayu rachmanios, and then the middle aged members of Klal Yisrael, who were parents and who were people of compassion, they murdered themselves. They commit suicide. They killed each other. Nebchu lachzor k'ayin, they became cruel to each other. They hefisu alavos albonim, and the lots were cast. Umisha girl olololo. We shine. It's not clear who cast the lots. Either the Crusaders cast lots and killed them, or they cast lots among themselves. Who nishchan v'chlivas v'sakim, they killed themselves with knives and spears. Uvachurim alei tola emunim, and young men that were raised. Emunah means to be raised in fine clothing, in tola, in scarlet clothing. Heim lochachu ofar kitaninim. They were lying dead in the streets and licking the dust like snakes. V'akalis levushos shanim, and young women who wore beautiful clothing. Mulafois bezrois chasanim, they fainted in the arms of their husbands. Menutachos bechedev v'chidonim, stabbed by a sword and spear. Zichu, that really concludes the Zichu Zois Kahala Das Nevoinim, and now the Python says, remember, don't ever forget this, V'alteheshu Meharbo Skinim, do not be silent from increasing many kinim, many laments for this tragedy. V'haspidu al chasidim v'hagunim, eulogize the pious ones, v'hagunim, the proper ones, asher tzalulu b'mayim ha-zeidonim, that sank into the deep waters, l'zech azos nefesh nafshei guma, when I remember this, my soul has great pain. Okay, that concludes the first section. So the first section, let's review what we have out review. We have here the death of these tzaddikim. These were the Baalei Tosfos, people that lived in the highest state of purity, pure tzaddikim. Three things: they killed their children, they offered their children as sacrifices to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to be taken by the Crusaders. The Zakenim went out to resist the Crusaders and were murdered. And those that remained inside murdered themselves, they killed themselves, committed suicide in order not to be killed by the Crusaders. What was the loss for Klal Yisrael? So now we come to the second section. Torah should gird itself with a sackcloth, with his palshi ba'afarim, roll in the dust. Evil yachid asilach misbid tamumim, a singular mourning, as if for an only child I will make for you, and I will mourn bitterly. Now here he describes, there is a metaphor. It's a very interesting metaphor. He describes the Talmidei Chachamim as the people that were lost as different parts of a ship, the different crew members of a ship. I once heard a beautiful drush. This is something that's kedai to remember. How do you describe a person? How does a person describe himself? What is the Hebrew word used to describe yourself? Ani, I, Aleph, Nun, Yud. Ani. The same letters, Aleph, Nun, Yud, are the letters used to describe a boat. An oni. Aniyaza is a feminine form. But an oni is a boat. A person is like a boat. A boat has a crew. There are sailors. There's someone that controls the rudder. There are people that pull the ropes to pull up the sails. There are many different crew members that guide a boat. A human being is a ship. He has to travel. He has a destiny. He has a place to go. He needs God. He needs a crew. A human being has needs. He needs a sail. He needs a mast. He needs oars. He needs someone to guide him. The Talmidei Chachamim are the crew members of the Ani, the Oni, of the ship, of the person. With the loss of these Talmidei Chachamim, this group of Kedoshim U'Tahorim, the ship has no crew. And when the ship has no crew, it just wanders aimlessly over the ocean. And that's what it says over here. Al Toifse Mishatayich, those that hold on to the oars, U Forse Machmorim, those that spread the nets. You go out on a ship, you spread nets to catch fish. Milochayich, the sailors, the Choivlayich, the pilots, those that control the rudder. The Mayim Adirim in the mighty waters. Urche, these Talmidei Chachamim who are the guards, the crew of the ship, of the Ani, of I, they are the ones who Urche Ma'arachech, they are the ones who arrange the Torah, Miyashrei Hadurim, they make straight the twisted paths, Mefa'anche Tzifunayich, they elucidate things that are hidden, Umegalei Mistorim, they uncover the secrets. And now that there are no Talmidei Chacham, this group of tzaddikim have been taken from us. These were the Rishonim, the ones who wrote, who elucidated the Talmud. Mi yikatze big vos, mi yisat teis beharim, who will now cut through the hills, quarry the mountains. Mi yifarek havoyos, mi yitaritz shavarim, who will answer all the difficult questions. Mi yafli nazirus, mi yaruch nadar. Now this is a famous verse from Rav Soloveitchik. This is classic. It's impossible to go to a kinnas and not hear this vart. What does it mean over here that who's going to utter nezirus? Yafli means to express a nezirus and going to arrange a nidarm. The Crusades took place during the Churban. It's 1,000 years since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. No one at this point in time made vows of nezirus. No one at this point made nidarm. You don't make nidarm as man hazeh. So what does it mean now that we have lost the Talmidei Chacham, we're not going to have anyone that's going to be able to help us with the laws of Nazirus and the laws of Nidaret? Rav Soloveitchik explained, if you look carefully, the only Masechtos that do not have a Rashi or a Tosfos are Masechta Nidarim and Masechta Nazir. There's no Rashi, there's no Tosfos. It's written by other people. That's why you learn in the Ran. You learn the Ran, Masechta Nidarim. You don't learn. It's not Rashi. it's other Rishonim, but they don't come, they don't match the Koyach of Rashi and Tosfos. These Masechtos are Sosam. There's great difficulty. The Rishonim never got a chance to finish elucidating these two Masechtos. They were killed prematurely. They were killed before they reached that point. And if we have no one here to be Yafli Nizirus and Yaruch Nidorim, it refers to the Talmidei Chacham, this Rav Soloveitchik, it refers to, because with this whole section, starting with Torah Torah Chigvisak, and the next couple of lines, is all a reference to the Talmidei Chacham that have been taken from us during this period of time. Who's going to plow through the fields? And go, when the Chaku Ikorim, it's very interesting that the Talmidei Chacham here are called farmers. They're compared to farmers. A farmer is someone that plants. They plant seeds. A Talmid is a seed. You plant in the ground. You nurture. You plow. You soften the earth. You fertilize. You water. You care for. And the seed grows. We don't have anyone now to plant the seeds. The Rabbeim have been taken at this critical time in history during the time of the Crusades. Okay, so now he goes on. I'll leave this for another time. But he just goes on to finish up this idea. The main point to remember about this kina, there are two major parts about kina chav beis. It's a general kina. There are totes, we just sum up what we said today. There are four kinos in the kinos for the Crusades. The first is a general kina. The remaining three are detailed kinos, referring specifically to specific events, much more detail. In this general kina, we break it up into two parts. The first part discusses what happened. Three things happened. The murder, the sacrifice of children, so that should not be taken by the Crusaders, the those that were killed in the most gruesome way by the Crusaders who went out to resist, now it says with the Zakanim, and then the other people, other groups of people, they took each other's lives, they committed suicide. Halacha, it's extremely difficult to understand how this was permitted, but yet it is. When it comes to Kiddush Shem Shemayim, it was accepted, it was permitted. There are many poskim that's what it says. And the second section is the loss for Klal Yisrael. These took place during the time, Rashi at the time of the Crusades was 56 years old. Rashi escaped the Crusades because he was in France. This took place in western Germany, along the Rhineland. Rashi learned in Varmiza. He studied in the place where the Crusaders came. He was there as a young man. At this point in time in his life, when he was 56 years old, he already went back to France. And he established a whole new center for Torah. And that's where Torah went after the demise, after the Churban. That's where Torah began. It was a new place for Torah after this event. And Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, another very famous person of the time, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, he was a Spanish Jew. He was in Spain. He was 16 years old at the time. So obviously these were, Rashi lived to 65 years old. So this was 9 years before Rashi died. And Rabbi Yehuda Halevi was a young man. He was 16 years old. Obviously he knew what happened. And it was a very great loss to the Shalsheles HaTorah, the Rishonim, where they were in their prime in elucidating the Talmud. And okay, so these are just some short ideas about the Crusades. There's a lot more to talk about, but we'll leave that for another time. Remember, Dorei Shucha. If you look at the translations, it's a very unique thing. Dorei Shucha is there are a lot of chronicles of the Crusades. There are Christian chronicles of the Crusades. There are Muslim chronicles of the Crusades. But on Tisha B'Av, we're not concerned with the Christian, you know, the history. Pope Urban, Emperor Alexius, Godfrey, Duke Godfrey, Count Baldwin. There are movies and there are documentaries and there's Ein L'Davar Sof to discuss the Crusades from the perspective of the Christians, and from the perspective of the Muslims. Very interesting that, you know, Bush, he made a very big mistake, he made a terrible error, when after 9/11, he slipped. He said that we're going to go after Osama bin Laden, and I don't know his exact words, but in one of his speeches to the nation, he used the word crusade. And that was the worst thing you can possibly say. Because in the Muslims today, it's still, they study this. Like this is like the Aleph Beis for them. What happened in 1096? The first, the second, the third, there were 10 crusades. The main ones were the first three. And it was a collision between Christianity and Islam. A collision between the cross and the crescent. A collision between, and what was their calling cry? The calling cry of the Christians was crusade. We're going to give it to those Muslims. We're going to destroy the Muslims. We're going to take back the Holy Sepulchre. We'll take back Yerushalayim. And we're going to take the land. And we're going to be rich. And we're going to prosper. A land of Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. And what was the calling cry of the Muslims? Jihad.
Yeah.
So it was crusade versus jihad. And we got caught in the crossfire. For no reason. We were in the crossfire. That's the Churban of Klal Yisrael throughout history. And Bush, he slipped. He said crusade. Crusade. It brought back the memories of the wars. And that meant, if you're going to say crusade, we'll say jihad. And that was the big no-no. Okay, so we'll stop here.